From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program as we are talking about something that is very, very close to the heart of God, and that is missions. In fact, our theme this week is the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our key verse is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where the Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," or to the Gentiles. And so throughout the course of this week, we are going to be focusing on the significance of the gospel as it relates to missions. Now, yesterday at the end of the program, I gave you a definition of missions, and if you missed it, I want to give it to you again, and if you heard it yesterday, you may want to revisit it again, because I think it's something to really understand in the sense that we are living in a day and age when so many things in the realm of Christianity are put in the circle of missions that really could not be defined as biblical missions. And what I mean by that is that if you read a lot of Christian literature, you will find that people many times will talk about going to a foreign country to help people plant corn, or going to a foreign country to put wells in, or going to a foreign country to teach people how to fish is missions. Now, missions to one degree or another could relate to that. But that's not missions, pure missions, from the biblical perspective. And so I gave you this definition of missions yesterday that I want to give to you again today, and that is this: that missions is the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ who are involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. And I would encourage you, beloved, to get that definition down. And as you get that definition down, take a look at your personal life as well as your local church and ask the question, am I involved in biblical New Testament missions? Which again is the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. Now, the Great Commission is very significant to those of us who are Christians. It's recorded no less than 5 times in the Word of God. I think that probably Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, is the prime mention of the Great Commission, where it says this, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." The Great Commission is clear, right from the lips of the Lord Jesus, that we are to go into all the world and teach all nations, that is, all ethnic groups. What are we to teach them? The gospel of Jesus Christ. And then after they trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. We don't baptize people before they are saved. We baptize people after they are saved. And by the way, if you're a Christian and you've never been baptized, I would encourage you to be baptized. I've often said that baptism is the first attitude of obedience after one trusts Jesus Christ as Savior. If you have never yet been baptized, and yet you have become a born-again believer, you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church and talk to a good, solid, Bible-believing pastor and ask him to baptize you. And so we are to go into all the world. We are to teach all nations about Jesus Christ. We are to give them the gospel. And when people get saved, we are to baptize them. But then it says in verse 20, we are to teach them to observe all things, as Jesus said, whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, we are to disciple them. We are to lead people to Christ. We are to baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ after they are saved. And then we are to disciple them in their growth in biblical truth. That's the Great Commission. But it's also given in Mark and Luke and John and Acts. The fact of the matter is, we are to be involved in spreading the gospel around the world. And so, missions is the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ, involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, and discipleship and related ministries. Now, our key verse this week is Romans 1:16, where Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek." We've been talking about the gospel. We talked about the gospel Monday. We talked about the gospel yesterday. We are talking about the gospel today. I gave you a definition of mission simply because of the fact that the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I've not yet given you a definition of the gospel. And so let me give that to you at this point. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Sometimes I think that we just assume that everybody knows what we're talking about. And yet it's possible that there are some under the sound of my voice right now who do not understand what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Well, here it is. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, it is the good news. And by the way, the word gospel itself means good news. And so the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which has the power to save all people who receive it from eternal wrath, or the eternal wrath of God in hell, to the eternal bliss of God in heaven. That's a simple definition of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which has the power to save all people who receive it, and to save them from the eternal wrath of God in hell to the eternal bliss of God in heaven, in the land without tears, and in a time without end. My question to you today is simply this. Are you involved in missions, in the preaching of the gospel around the world? You know, we've been talking about the Great Commission as it is rendered there in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. But when you turn over to the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, you can see the Great Commission given just in its simplicity, where it says that Jesus said unto them, and this is Mark 16 and verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's Christ's command to you, to me, to every local church, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, let me say this before I end the broadcast with you today, and I want you to listen to this carefully. It's a very important observation to make, and that is that anything that is called missions without being centered around the gospel of Jesus Christ is not missions from the biblical perspective. Beloved, please get that down. That anything that is called missions without being centered around the gospel is not missions from the biblical perspective. True missions involves proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of the spiritually lost people of the world, and then providing the basis for their spiritual growth and development through discipleship. That's why I'm saying throughout the course of this week that the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I have about 2 minutes left on the program today. Let me ask you a personal question. Number one, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you have not yet trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you right there by the radio to do as Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, and He will. Remember, Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no question about it. That's what the Bible says, and I believe it. But then secondly, as a Christian, another important question, are you involved in missions? Are you? Are you involved in spreading the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which has the power to save all who receive it from the eternal wrath of God in hell to the eternal bliss of God in heaven? Are you spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ personally in your individual life and then corporately with a good, solid, Bible-believing local church? And then, dear pastor, are you involved in leading your church to be a good, solid, missions-minded church? We are to be involved with that as individual pastors. We are to, as pastors, lead our churches to be missions-minded churches. And each and every one of us as Christians are to be involved in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my beloved.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.